Amen.
好，姐妹们、朋友们，早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们虽然还是在网上，但是我们求神带领我们的今天的敬拜，在他面前一个敞开的心。
And even though we're still gathering online, but however, we pray that He will accept our worship as we open our hearts to Him.
一颗感恩的心,
and with a thankful heart,
来敬拜他,
and to worship Him,
也来听他要向我们所说的话,
and also to listen to words He wants to say to us.
我们先来一起读, 马太福音的最后一章。
Let's take a look at the book of Matthew, the last chapter.
我们要从第16节到20节。
And we'll read from verse 16 to 20.
16节, 11个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上, 他们见了耶稣就拜他, 然而还有人疑惑, 耶稣近前来对他们说, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了, 所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗, 凡我所吩咐你们的, 都教训他们遵守, 我就与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。 英文。
Verse 16 to 20. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain of which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
大家在读的时候，有没有特别在这个时候，我们再读到这个，我们主耶稣说他已经所有的权柄都赐给他的时候，我们是不是非常的喜悦？
So when we read this passage where our Lord Jesus said all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, do you feel this sense of joy inside your heart?
也给了我们心里面有安慰，因为特别是我们在现在这个我们所处的环境里面。
And did it also give you a sense of peace, especially given the circumstances we find ourselves now?
因为主耶稣说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给他了。Because
our Lord Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
而且主耶稣他也应许他与我们同在，直到永远。And
he also promised that he will be with us to the end of the age.
因为主耶稣他所的所有的权柄，是包括了一切，没有一样不是赐给他的。And
so, because our Lord Jesus already said that all authority has been given to him, so not a single one has been left out.
我们更不要说现在的瘟疫，在这种情况下，我们主耶稣他是掌权的。And
much less, and much more so, now that we are in this time of pandemic, because he reigns, he rules.
因为 主耶稣是掌权，我从有看到下面有四个点方面来看。
And so we could see how our Lord Jesus reigns from the following four points.
因为这些掌权的意义, 就是说所有的权柄是包括天上地下。
Because the meaning of him ruling, reigning, encompasses everything in heaven and on earth.
只包括灵界和那个物质界，也就是说看见的。
As well as those in the spiritual realm, and in, as well as those in the material realm. So things that we can see and things we can't see.
而且从这个我们在时空界里面也是过去、现在、将来，所有的权柄都已经是主耶稣基督的。And
then temporally also as well, from the past, present to the future, he also reigns over that.
而且是我们在超时空界，也是所有的权柄，就是永远到永远，所有的权柄都是主耶稣的。And
also beyond time, he rules from the very beginning to eternity. All belongs to him. He reigns over all.
还有第二点，这个权柄，所有的权柄归给了主耶稣，是要经过征战的。And
second point is that all these power that's been given to Jesus came from battle, that there need to be war fought and battles fought.
而且这个征战是在神在造我们人的时候已经是预知的，已经预定的。
And this has been prophesied even while we were being created.
是在创世纪里面就说到这个女人和女这个女蛇和女人的后裔要彼此为仇。
And it's been prophesied in Genesis that how the descendant of the woman and snake will shall battle.
这就是这个撒旦这个蛇和这个女人的后裔就是主耶稣基督他们要彼此为仇。
So the snake, which is the devil, Satan, and then the seed of the woman, which is Lord Jesus, and that how they shall battle.
而且讲的这个征战是要付代价，因为这个女人的后裔要打破这个撒旦的头。
And also, this warfare will have consequences. There are prices to be paid for our Lord Jesus will bruise the snake's head.
耶稣他自己呢，他说他的脚跟会被这个蛇伤。
Now Lord Jesus says himself that his own ankle shall be the snake shall strike his ankle.
这就是我们在看到我们主耶稣基督在十字架上所受的一切的苦难。
And so this has been fulfilled as the Lord Jesus suffered on the cross.
第三点是主耶稣来，他是来除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
And the third point is that when our Lord Jesus come, he will destroy all the works of the devil.
因为神的儿子显现出来是要除灭魔鬼的一切的作为。
For the appearance of Son of God is to destroy the works of the devil.
因为主耶稣来真是打破了撒旦的权势，将我们释放了出来。
For he, when our Lord Jesus came, he defeated the power, the authority of the Satan in order to release us.
第四点，主耶稣他掌握了他有所有的权柄，也是我们父神的旨意。
And the fourth point is that of our Lord Jesus reigns over all, it is also the will of the Father.
因为我们父神的旨意是要他的爱子在所有的事上居首位。
For it is the will of our Heavenly Father for His only begotten Son to rule over everything.
那么我们讲到主耶稣他已经宣告所有的地上的天上的权柄都是归了他。
Our Lord Jesus already proclaimed that He has authority in heaven, He's been given authority in heaven and on earth.
那我们要来问一下他是不是也在我们个人的生命上他已经掌权了呢？
And so we shall ask the next question, which is he also, does he also reign in our personal life?
我们从客观上来讲，是的。
So subjectively speaking, yes.
因为我们都称他为主。
Because we call him our Lord.
因为他实在是救了我们，将我们每一个人从罪里面救了出来。
For he saved us from sin.
因为他为我们付了这个代价。
For he paid that price for us.
所以我们就是属于他的。
So we belong to him.
因为他在我们身上有权柄。
For he has authority over us.
但是主也告诉我们说，不是称呼我主的人都能进天国。
However, our Lord also reminded us that not all those who call him Lord can enter into heaven.
所以从这个主观上来讲，我们来看是不是主已经在我们每一个人的身上的生命上面是掌权了。
So objectively, we should take a look at whether he is truly, he reigns over us.
什么叫他掌权？
So what does it mean for him to be reign?
他说的话我们就听。
So what that means is that whatever he says, we listen.
他说来跟从我，我们就来跟从他。
He says come and we follow.
他说什么我们就做什么。
And whatever he says, we do.
就像当初他召彼得一样，说来跟从我，彼得就放下网就来跟从。
And in the same way, how back then when he calls to Peter and says, come, follow me, Peter casts aside his net and just follow him.
如果我们问自己的话, 我们觉得还没有, 我们, 他还没有 真正, 啊, 做我们的王的时候,
And so if we ask ourselves whether he truly is the king of our lives,
如果你觉得你知道还没有的时候, 那我们该怎么做呢?
And so if you feel like he still hasn't become the ruler, the king of our lives, then what should we do?
第一个,我们就要向他来求。
The first thing we should do is to pray to him.
我们要求他来做我们生命的主。
And pray that he will become the Lord of our lives.
因为圣经里面告诉我们, 你们要呼求我,祷告我, 我就应允你们。
The Bible says that you call upon me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you.
这是在耶利米书哈, 你们要寻求我, 若专心求我, 就必寻见。
So Jeremiah says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
主耶稣也在马太福音里面也告诉我们, 你们祈求就给你们, 寻找就寻见, 叩门就给你们开门。
Now, Lord Jesus also tells us in the book of Matthew that ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
因为我们常常讲的这个祈求, 我们真正的看到这个祈求, 就像我们常常在路边有的看到的像乞丐这样的祈求。
And so here the where it says seek, it's truly like similar to how we see beggars on the street, the way that they beg.
我们来看看我们主耶稣给我们的例子，他是看重什么样的人的祈求。
And so let's take a look at examples that our Lord Jesus shares with us to see what kind of begging that will get his attention, what kind of seeking that will get his attention.
因为主耶稣他自己告诉我们有两个人去圣殿祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
So in that example, that story that Jesus shared with us, he said that there were these two people in the temple. One is a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector.
主耶稣告诉我们这个法利赛人他是怎么祷告的呢? 他站着自言自语地祷告说,神啊,我感谢你,我不像别人勒索,不义,还有奸淫,也不像这个税吏,站在旁边的。
And so Lord Jesus described the Pharisee praying in this way. He said, the Pharisee stood and began praying this in regards to himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, crooks, adulterers, or even this tax collector.
然后这个法利赛人继续在说,他说我一个礼拜敬拜两次,凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
And this Pharisee continued to pray, I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get.
所以当我读到这的时候,我说这个法利赛人实在是好,我跟他根本比不上,他还进食一个礼拜两次,而且是凡所得的都献上十分之一,他是非常非常好的。
And so when I read up to this point, I felt like, man, this person is just such a good person. I don't even fast twice a week, and he also pays tithes of all he gets.
所以, 难怪主耶稣说, 哈, 你们的义若不胜过法利赛人义,断不能进天国。
And so it's a little wonder that our Lord Jesus said that if your righteousness is not better than those of the Pharisees, then you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那么我们再看一看, 下面, 税吏他是怎样
Let's continue to take a look at how the tax collector prayed.
那个税吏呢,他却是远远地站着,连个举目往天上看都不敢。
And so the tax collector stood quite a distance away, and he wasn't even willing to lift up his eyes towards heaven.
而且呢,就只垂着胸说,神啊,开恩,可怜我这个罪人。
But was beating his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
所以如果从我们人的观点来看, 我们会觉得哪一个人会得到那个, 他的祷告蒙那个神垂听呢?
So from our perspective, whose prayer do you think God would listen to the most?
主耶稣告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们是税吏。
But however, our Lord Jesus tells us that it's the tax collector's prayer that God listens to.
因为他实在是这个税吏，他的求神的态度实在是真诚的。
Because the tax collector prayed to God with this very honest attitude.
因为这个税吏他是不敢靠近，是远远的站着他们的殿，是远远的站着，知道自己的地位是不配的。
For this tax collector, he stood quite a distance away because he knew his position. He knew that he is not worthy.
包括他连举目往天上看都不敢。
And he wasn't even willing to lift up his eyes to look at heaven.
这就是神所要的我们的自卑。
But this is what God looked for, that we are humble, we are ashamed of ourselves.
我们来到神的面前，我们就是要这样的态度。
And that's the attitude we should have when we come before God.
然后呢，他捶着胸，捶着胸就表示这是完全真正的忏悔，痛心。
And then he was beating his chest, so this represents that he completely has a repentant heart.
求神可怜啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And he prayed that God be merciful to me, the sinner.
啊，我在准备这个时候，我要特别反省我自己啊，已经啊受主恩已经28年了。
And so as I read up to this point, then I reflect upon myself and thinking that I've been saved for 28 years.
啊，真是没有一次像税吏这样的能够自卑，感到不配的，而且是忏悔的心痛心的真诚的来呼求神来做我的主。
But not once had I truly be like this tax collector that I come and call out to the Lord with such a repentant heart and with humbleness.
啊，一直到了去年哈，到去年实在是经历了我们主耶稣的赦罪的恩典的时候啊，这个时候啊才能够体验到一点真正的心里面的出现啊，像这个税吏一样的这样的呼求神。
It wasn't until last year when I experienced truly the great miracle of God's God's grace and His forgiveness, and that I was able to pray to Him in such earnestness.
我回想，我就是自己那个时候寻求主，让他来做主的生命的，我们这一的需求这方面的所花的精力，远远比不上去我们去找工作找一个雇主哈那样的花的精力和时间多。
And so, in our daily lives, we spend much, much less time seeking the Lord, praying for Him to become the Lord of our lives, versus the time we spend praying for Him to help us, like, for example, maybe look for a job or look for someone to hire us.
所以我还记得我那个时候为了能够被人雇哈，也就是说你找到一份工作，讲得好听是工作，实际上你就是要找到一个雇主来雇你，对不对？
So I remember that during that time I was looking for work, or essentially basically you're seeking somebody to hire you, an employer.
那个时候不但要好好的写的非常好的一个你的履历表，然后要去买信封好的纸打出来。
And so to do that as part of your job seeking process, you not only need to have a great resume, but then you also need to buy these great looking envelopes and good paper and print them out nicely.
然后呢还要买好多邮票哈，要寄好多信，对不对？啪啪啪都送出去。
And then buy lots of stamps, and so that in order to send out all these letters.
然后还要去买好的衣服哈，什么西装啊，我们准备去面试。
And then buy a brand-new suit so that you could prepare to do your interview.
更不要说怎么样来应对这个面试的人的有可能提的问题或怎么样都要在里面准备。
Also, you need to prepare for the type of questions that the interviewers would be asking you.
所以我们如果真正的我们要求我们的主来做我们的生命的救主的时候，我们的经历我们的求的方式态度应该是和这个税吏一样。
And so when we seek the Lord, when we ask for him, we should have the same attitude as the tax collector.
那样的真诚,
and in that same kind of earnestness.
所以主耶稣, 他说了，朝这里这个人讲税吏哈，这个人回到家里，他却比他是算道算为义了，因为凡自高的必被降卑，自卑的必被升高。
And that's why Lord Jesus concluded the story by saying that I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went to his house justified rather than the other one. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以在第二个方面, 我们要让位给我们的主耶稣基督。
And second point is that we need to offer up our seat to the Lord.
因为我们现在常常是以自我为中心的，我们坐在我们这个宝座上。
Because oftentimes we are self-centered, so we ourselves are sitting in the throne of our lives.
我们来看看，我们实际上我们是非法占有这个座位啊。
But let's take a look at this, because in actuality, we actually are sitting on this throne illegally.
在哥罗西书里面是这样说，因为万有都是靠他造的。 无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，也是为他造的。So
in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 it says, For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him.
所以我们特别注意到两个关键词，一个是借着他造的，还有一个是为他造的。So
two things we need to pay attention to this passage. First one is that everything was created through him, and also secondly, for him.
所以我们这个主权，我们这个人，真正的主权是耶稣基督的。So
for us, our sovereignty actually belongs to Lord Jesus.
我们现在自己掌控自己，我们是一个我们叫我称作是非法占有。
And so when we sit on in our own thrones, we're actually sitting on it illegally.
我们应该把它还给耶稣。
So we should return that throne back to Jesus.
特别是我们是在被撒旦捆绑下，现在主耶稣将我们释放了出来。Especially
when we're under the bondage of Satan, that our Lord Jesus is the one who freed us from that.
就像两个军队在征战，在攻夺一个城的时候，得胜的一方他就得到了这个控制整个城的这个权柄。
Just as two armies, just like in how in two armies as they fought over a city, the winning party, the winning army shall have the authority over that entire city.
我们就像这个城中的被掳的主耶稣来将我们释放了，所以我们都归于主耶稣基督了。
And so we are like the occupants of that city. So when our Lord Jesus came to save us, to free us, then we now belong to him.
所以我们愿意将生命交给神，我们的主权交给神，而且完全的降服于神的权柄，是一个完全让神来掌控我们的生命。And
so we to offer out our lives to God and completely be obedient to his authority and to allow him to take control of our lives, complete control of our lives.
这讲到我们走人生的道路是应该这样啊。
And so that's how that describes how we should walk our life.
但是我们常常可以，我们看到我们自己在人生道路上面是真正的是怎么做的呢？
However, as we reflect on our life, this is actually how we live our lives.
我就用一个我们来做一个去旅行哈，我们去一个开车旅行做一个例子。
And so the way that we live our lives is similar to the example of how we plan to go on a vacation.
所以是我们自己在这里制定路线，然后我们制定要去的哪些地方，要住多长时间，都是我们自己在这里决定。
So we made plans to see how we get to a certain destination, how many destinations we want to reach, and you know, how long we want to spend at each place.
然后呢，我们就开车往那里去。我们不知，我们就以前地图，那我们现在呢，可以用导航系统。
And so, and then we start off our drives. And in the past, we would use maps, but today, nowadays, we use GPS to guide us.
所以你在导航系统上面定好目标，然后让导航系统来帮助你找最捷径的路线最省油的路线，也能够看到最多风景的地方。
And so as soon as we enter our destination, then we get to choose which route we take, the shortest route or the most scenic route or the route that would take the shortest amount of time.
那我们在我们的生命在我们的生命的路程上面，我们是不是也是常常是这样子做的？
And so in our path of life, are we in a similar situation?
我们让主耶稣来实际上是帮助我们，我们没有让他来为我们制定目标、地点、方向和路线。
Are we simply asking our Lord Jesus to help us, but did not allow him to actually set the destination for us?
他只是我们要他来，我们决定了之后，让他来祝福我们，让他来帮助我们达到我们所决定的，我们所要达到的。
Most of the time is we set the destination and then we pray for our Lord Jesus to help us to get to that destination.
所以我们跟世人比起来的话，我们觉得因为我们主耶稣的大能可以帮助我们帮助我们。
And so we feel like compared to the people of this world, we have our Lord Jesus to his mighty power to help us along this way.
这个不是让主耶稣坐在掌控做主，这是让主耶稣来帮助我们，做我们的帮手。
So this is not allowing our Lord Jesus to reign, but rather he is a helper to us.
所以在圣经里面主耶稣也讲到了一件事情。
And so in the Bible, our Lord Jesus also mentioned this.
是在路加福音里面，因为这时有一个人对着耶稣说，他说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。
And so this was in the book of Luke. So this person that was yelling to in the crowd that was calling out to Jesus. He said, now someone in the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me.
我们听起来是不是这个人在命令耶稣帮他做事？
So doesn't it sound like this person is commanding Jesus to do something for him?
我们看耶稣是怎么回答的。
Let's take a look at how Jesus responded.
说你这个人谁立我做你的审判官呢，断事的官，给你们分家业呢。
And so he said to him, "You there, who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over the two of you?"
所以这个人就是和我们常常一样，我们已经定下来什么事情，然后我们请耶稣来帮忙。
And so in the same way, it's how we often in our lives we have made our decision, we have made the destination, and then we simply ask Jesus to help us.
我们应该所做的是问，要问耶稣，我该不该分这个家业，让耶稣来决定。
And so the right question for that person to ask should be to ask Jesus whether it's right to divide the inheritance.
实际上，我们生活中这些事，我们是常常真的发生的，而且我们表明我们没有把我们自己做主的这个位置让出来，让给主耶稣来掌权。
And similar things happen all the time in our lives as well. So this shows that we did not allow our Lord Jesus Christ to truly reign over our lives.
所以在很多的时候，在我们人生的道路上，我们不愿意将我们的主权交给我们的主耶稣来管。
So in our life, oftentimes we are not willing to give authority over to our Lord Jesus to reign.
虽然经历了一个又一个的不幸或者是不顺，仍然不肯放手也不肯来让位来投降耶稣基督。
And we constantly do this even after we experience one unfortunate things one after the other, we still are not willing to give up that authority over to him.
然后直到是可以说无路可走，只有死路一条的时候。
Until all the way until there's we run out of roads and there's no way to go, or maybe even to the point of death.
就主耶稣在圣经里面告诉我们那个浪子的故事就是一个很好的例子。
And the story of the prodigal son is a very good example of this.
他已经定义要按照他自己的方式做，他要他父亲给他的财产，他可以去来管理，他可以去来使用，他可以去来照着他的生活的方式来生活。
And so the prodigal son had already decided how to do the inheritance. He wanted to control over his half of the inheritance. He wanted to control over how to spend it and how to live his life.
最后钱用尽了，不得不回头，而且去给别人去做工。
And but once he squandered away all his fortunes, he had no choice but to try to turn back, and he even tried working for other people.
一直到自己连肚子都吃不饱的时候，跟猪去抢食的时候，这个时候悔改了，明白回来了。
All the way until he was so hungry that he was fighting for food with the pig, as he realized that he should repent and turn back.
也回到他父亲，到他父亲的屋檐下。
And to return back to the house of his father.
我们在人生的路上面哈，有时我们实在是到了那个吃苦哈，吃尽了头，我们才愿意把这个主权来交给神。
So in the same way as we walk the path of our lives, oftentimes we must face just great suffering, many, many sufferings before we are willing to turn the authority to over to God.
这个当然是包括我自己在内哈，我真是啊、
of course,
我早点的转向神。
Of course, that includes myself. And so I hope that everyone, we could all turn back to God soon.
不是只是嘴上说主啊主啊，乃是真是心里甘心情愿的将自己的主权来交给主来管理。
It's not just saying Lord, Lord with our lips, but rather you truly, willingly turn everything in your life over to the Lord. Turn the authority over to Him.
将我们的身体、我们的心智和灵魂欲望
，and so turn the authority of our body, our will, heart, mind, soul, and ambitions.
我们怎样和人相处的关系，包括财务的一些的状况、工作、娱乐，包括我们的时间，我们都愿意来交给神来管理。
Our relationships, our finances, our work, our entertainment, our time, all these, we're willing to turn them over to the Lord.
包括我们自己的决定权，还有我们思想、情感，这些意念，包括我们的梦想，我们都要来交给神来管理。
And our decisions, our thoughts, our emotions, our dreams, everything, we turn over to Him.
因为神他造我们，他在我们每一个人身上都有他的旨意。
Because our Lord, our God had this will for every single one of us.
这样，只有这样，我们让神来管理我们生命的每一个层面的时候。
And only then, when God rules over every aspect of our lives.
这样，我们在人生的这个道路上面的时候。我们在碰到风浪，都不会惧怕。
And only then, even when we encounter great storms in as we walk through our lives, that we will not have fear.
因为他在掌权。
For he reigns.
这个就很像因为我开车开得比较好，我的妻子特别感觉到安全，但我在开车的时候，特别是经过一些比较艰难的一些路的时候，他心里面都是非常的平安。
And an example is how because I'm a better driver than my wife, so she feels really safe and at peace even when we drive some difficult to navigate terrains because she knows that I have the skills to navigate the roads.
所以我还特别记得有一次非常大雾，又是在山里面穿那个路弯弯曲曲上坡下坡。但是我看见他一点都没有惧怕。
a hard sea, and we were going uphill, up the mountain, down the mountain, twisty roads. But she did not, she wasn't worried at all.
所以就像主耶稣，我们知道他在掌权，就像我们在船上，主耶稣他在掌权的时候，我们没有任何的惧怕。
And so, when our Lord Jesus reigns, we have nothing to fear.
我们有现在这个瘟疫，我们不惧怕，因为主耶稣掌权。
We have this pandemic going on right now, but we have no fear for our Lord Jesus reigns.
我们面临失业也好，我们饥荒也好，我们不惧怕，因为主耶稣掌权。
And we may face losing our jobs or famine, we also have no fear for our Lord Jesus reigns.
当然，我们要让主耶稣在我们的人生的个人的生命上面掌权，这是要经过，也是要经过征战的。
Now, of course, allowing our Lord Jesus to reign over our lives also need to go through various battles.
为什么呢？我们要与我们自以为中心的这个老我要与这个征战。
And the reason is because we have to fight with this old self that who is self-centered.
还有世界的王，我们要与这个世界的王要征战。
And also the king of this world that we also need to do battle with this king.
所以这个不是一个和平的、平平稳稳的一个过渡、让主耶稣来做我们个人生命的主宰。
So when we turn over authority to Jesus to reign in our lives, this is not a peaceful transition.
因为这两个方面的征战是每天 每时每秒都在进行的。
Because we are constantly at war, constantly doing battle with our own selves, each.And every day of every minute of every second.
因为就像那个重力一样，这个地球的重力一样，一直在我们身边的。
And just like the gravity that we experience on Earth, it's ever present. It's always around us, constantly there.
就像飞机一样的，一旦在出事，它就一定被载下来，被它拉下来。
So we could see this in airplanes. As soon as they encounter some issues with the engine,then the whole plane just falls from the sky.
它不会是继续往上跑，一定是被这个地球的这个重力被拉下来。
It will not miraculously fly upwards. It will be pulled down by the gravity.
那么在我们人生道路上面，这个妥协就是一个我们征战的一个失败的开始。
And so as we live our life, compromising is actually the start of defeat.
这个征战就是我们要让主耶稣基督成为我们个人生命的主宰，是生命的主。这个征战，我们如果有妥协的话，这就是我们失败的开始。
So on the battle of allowing our Lord Jesus to rule in our life, when we start compromising, that is the beginning of our defeat.
我们可以从三个方面来看。第一个方面，我们在真理上我们不能妥协。
So we can look at this from three perspectives. So from three aspects. First one is on the matter of truth, we cannot compromise.
耶稣基督就是我们的福音，是唯一的救主，这是不可以有任何的更改。
Our Lord Jesus is our gospel, is our salvation. So that is something that we cannot compromise on.
保罗在这个方面，他就特别在使徒行传里面提到他是怎样的不妥协来抵挡这个彼得的妥协。
And so Paul in Acts, he mentioned how he was not compromising in contrast to how to Peter's compromise.
当然这个他提到的是在加拉太书里面，讲到那一次是这彼得他呢和外邦人在一起吃饭。
And so this was his actually, what he talked about is mentioned in Galatians, how he described when Peter went to eat among the Gentiles.
但是呢，那个雅各的人，从雅各那边来的人，他们这些人都是要持守奉割礼的人。他们来了之后呢，彼得就赶紧怕他们，赶紧就不与这些外邦人在一起吃饭了。外邦的人讲的是外基督徒了。
So Peter was eating with the Gentile Christians. But then as soon as people from James came because they belong to a group who still hold on to circumcision and those laws. And so as soon as they came, Peter removed himself from the Gentiles for fear out of that group.
所以保罗说他就当面抵挡这个彼得哈，他就说因为看着他行得不正。
And so Paul said that he immediately pointed that out to Peter because he saw that was not right.
我们还有在但以理也是他在这个敬拜神祷告的方面是不做任何的妥协。
And then we also see an example of Daniel, how he was not compromising in terms of praying to God.
因为在但以理书上面讲到了一件事情，就是有些人他们要想害这个但以理，然后找他的岔子。
And so in the book, in record of this particular story, at the time, there are some people who want to do harm to Daniel. And so they want to catch him in some act.
所以呢，他们找不到其他的岔子，他们只有在他的敬拜神上面来害他。
And so because they couldn't find anything wrong with his actions in his daily lives, so they schemed to try to get him in his prayers to God.
所以呢，他们这些人让王通过了一个禁令，就是说在30天之内，除了向王能够来祈求之外，如果向其他的神或者别人来祈求的话，都要被丢到狮子的坑里去。
So they came up a scheme where they have the king create an injunction that says basically in the next 30 days, no one can pray to either God or other people other than the king. And if they do this, if they violate this injunction, they'll be thrown into the pit of lions.
因为这些害这个但以理的人，他们知道但以理每天都要向神来祷告。
Because those people who wish to do harm to Daniel knew that he prayed to God every single day.
当但以理知道这个灵这个王已经盖了谕玺，就盖了大章，已经通过了这个颁布了这个法令之后但以理他是怎么做？他一点都不害怕，仍然回到家里，关上门。他的家里面的窗是对着耶路撒冷，关上门，一天三次的祷告。
And when Daniel learned of this and knew that the king already signed the injunction, what he did was he went home and then closed the door, opened the window facing Jerusalem. He knelt down and prayed to God 3 times a day.
因为但以理书里面讲到，他一天三次双膝跪下，跪在神的面前，然后祷告感谢和素常一样。
And so he prayed and just prayed like normal, and 3 times a day praying and offering praises before God.
他不因为就是这三十天可以不做的话就可以避免下狮子坑，他没有因为这个而妥协。
And just as he had always been doing previously, so he did not compromise himself for the next 30 days just so that he could avoid being thrown into the lion's pit.
所以后面的故事大家都知道，他确实被丢到狮子坑里，但是神保守他。
Of course, we know what happened next. The story was that he actually did get thrown into the lion's pit, but then God protected him.
所以我也是包括自己，我们都可以在这里好好的省察。我们在这个求告神、敬拜神、祷告神的方面这是主所赐给我们的一个权柄。
And so I think we, including myself, all could learn from this is in that as we pray to God that pray that He has the authority for us.
因为这是主所赐给我们的一个特权，是让我们与神的生命的源头连接的。
But this is a special privilege that God gives to all of us, that this is our way to connect with the fountain of life that's with Him.
是在神那里。
But for the life, it starts from God.
我们是否能够真是把这个祷告祷告向神祷告，能否像但以理那样的不停止？
Can we be like Daniel? Can we pray non-stop?
就是短短的讲起来三十天就可以也不妥协，也不停止。
And even for just 30 days, we will not stop for 30 days.
因为这实在是仇敌的诡计， 他要我们从一点一点从跟神的连接要断开。
Because that is the scheme of the enemy. That's how he works, is that he will destroy a dam through very, very tiny holes.
我们可以看看，我们来看看我们自己，我们的如何的祷告，在神面前祷告，我们的读经，包括我们的敬拜，我们的崇拜。
And may we examine ourselves how we pray in front of God, how we do a Bible reading, how we pray to Him.
这是神所赐给我们的一个特权，是让我们和他连接的。我们在这上面是不是也是会有常常有妥协呢？
And so prayer is a special privilege that God gives to us. Have we ever compromised on this?
我们是不是时间一忙了，我们就不读经了，或者不祷告了？
So when things get busy, then we stop our prayers, our daily prayers and daily Bible reading.
我就是这样哈，这样包括崇拜的时候，我们是不是也常常迟到，没有真正的把这个来看重哈？
Or like being late to worship because we didn't view this highly.
或者有什么其他事情了，一下就不来了哈。
Or maybe some other things that we use as excuse and then we wouldn't come.
所以我们没有把这个像但以理那样的看作是不可动摇、不可妥协的这件事情。
So have we become non-compromising just like Daniel?
那么特别是现在在瘟疫期间，我们都是在家里面哈，用通过网络来聚会。
And especially during this pandemic time, how we all get gathered and worship online.
那么我们知道，我们真正的来敬拜、祷告、读经，这些都是不是做给人看的。我们要知道，我们是神在看我们。
And so especially during this time, we need to know that our prayers, our reading of the Bible is not for show to other people, but rather this is for God.
我们不能因为我们现在不能到一起聚在一起做任何的借口可以放松。
And we cannot give ourselves excuses for not doing what we ought to do simply because we can't be together with other people.
包括我们现在神所设立的婚姻，一男一女的婚姻，也在这现今的这个社会的败坏的社会里面受到了攻击。
And including things such as marriage, how it's supposed to be one man and one woman. And even this has been starting to be chipped away by the corruption of this world.
我们的态度应该是怎么样的？
So what should our attitude be?
还有包括现在有各种性别，越多越多的各种性别，包括也同性恋的合法化，还有一些自己来定义自己是属什么性别这些东西，我们的态度应该是怎样？
And there's also introduction of the multi genders or same-sex marriage, legalization of same-sex marriage, or people defining their own gender and all those the different issues.
我们不可以在这些上面做有任何的妥协。
And we cannot be compromising on any of things in this world.
那么在一个物质这个生活方面的一个不妥协，这是另外一个。
And second point is not compromising on the material life.
就是说不向这个世界妥协。
So do not be compromising to this world.
因为罗马书的12章里面特别是这样说的，叫我们是不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So in book of Romans it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们世界的这个这个世界的潮流哈，就是都是为了自己。
So the trend of this world is always about self.
像我们一个人起来，他们有为自己设立目标比如讲像有五子登科哈。
And so, for example, like someone who sets out these five goals in life.
这个有个第一个叫帽子就是学位哈，要拿到学位。
And so, first of all, first goal is to have a hat. A hat represents your graduation gown. So basically, obtaining your degrees.
当然这个帽子也要讲的是比较名校的帽子是更好。
Of course, the more famous that hat comes from, which school, the better.
然后有了帽子之后要有房子，然后还要有车子。
And then after that, you work to get your house, and then after you and also you get your car.
然后还有妻子，然后还有孩子。
And then your wife, and then get a child.
然后这些都有了以后要怎么样呢？还要追求名牌。
And then even after you have obtained all this, then you start to seek well-known brands. You want to seek a famous brands.
那保罗教导我们，我们属基督的人，我们应当有衣有食，就当知足。
But Paul teaches us that as those who belong to Christ, that if we have food and covering, with these we shall be content.
和这个世界的模式是完全相反的。
So this is completely in opposition to the model of this world.
但是我们能够这样的坚持的、不妥协的去这样的生活吗？
But can we truly live our life uncompromising like this?
我们要找工作更高的薪水，我们的房子要更好的房子。我们为了这些去奋斗的时候，我们把我们的时间，我们的人生的时间都已经交给了这个世界。
But oftentimes we seek jobs that will pay us more, or we seek a better house, better car, and in pursuit of these things, we give more and more of our time into this world.
实际上我们在这样做的时候，因为看到别人可以做，我为什么不可以呢？我们实际上是慢慢已经在效法这个世界了。
And so because we often ask ourselves, other people could do this, why not me? And in actually thinking that, we're actually changing the way we think to become more and more like those of the world.
当我们这样去做的时候，我们就不知不觉的，我们离开神，就一点一点的在远离神了。
And as we do this, we are slowly and slowly moving further and further away from God.
所以我们一定要在我们的物质生活上，我们不能做任何的妥协。
And so that's why we must not be compromising on in terms of our material life.
第三个方面是关于在道德的生活上面，我们也不能做任何的妥协。
And the third point is that on the matter of our morals, we must not compromise.
比如说偶尔去一次赌场好像没有什么关系。
For example, does it matter if you occasionally only go once to the gambling place?
Casino, huh?
To a casino?
或者去卡拉 OK 喝喝酒啊什么的。
Or maybe go to a karaoke bar and drink some drinks, alcoholic drinks.
或者偶然的看一下，不小心的看一下黄色片子。
Or maybe occasionally or accidentally bump into see some pornographic images or videos.
或者一些色情的网络这些东西眼睛稍微看一下，好像觉得没有什么关系。
Or websites, sometimes you feel like maybe because it's only very rarely that then you feel like that it's not a big deal.
还有包括对于这个婚姻的不忠诚就婚外情的事情。好像见怪已经不怪的是样子。
Or maybe some extramarital affairs, or it's become so common it no longer is surprising to others.
我们对这些方面没有警惕，慢慢妥协，我们就与这个世界越来越混在一起。
But however, if we are not alert to these things, and if we compromise on these things, then we start to become more and more like the rest of the world.
让我们在神的面前没办法过一个圣洁的生活。
And then we can't live a holy life before God.
但以理在这方面又是一个非常好的一个例子。
So Daniel again provided a great example for us.
他是在被掳到巴比伦之后，那个王给他们这些年轻的人特别安排了王吃的食物和王喝的酒。
So at that time, Daniel along with others were enslaved in Babylon. And so the king especially set for these young people to be able to drink and eat king's choice foods.
啊，这个王每天给他们一份啊，这个王吃的啊，这个膳王膳和加上酒，一定要提供，会提供给他们三年的时间。
And so every single day, the king will give these young people the king's choice food, and he will feed them for 3 years.
所以但以理呢，他却立志，他不要去接受这个王所给他们的这些王膳和酒。
But however, Daniel have made decisions to not to partake in this in order to taint himself.
所以我们中国话有一句说哈，你吃吃人的，你嘴软。
And so we have a Chinese saying that when you eat somebody else's food, you become more compromising. You become more willing to help out others, the person.
所以这个但以理他就求这个太监哈，管他们的太监就给他们只吃蔬菜和白水。
And so that's why Daniel asked the eunuch, the leader of the eunuch, to only provide him with vegetables and just water to drink.
我也是非常羡慕哈，也是佩服这个但以理我也自己也说要跟他一样，活出这样的圣洁的生活来。
And so I very admire Daniel, and I also told myself that I want to live a life like his.
但是有一次在也是回国的跟高中同学的一次聚会上面哈，我就完全失败了。
But I completely failed at this during one of those high school gatherings when I returned to China.
因为同学们知道我回去了。我可以说40年我们从来毕业以后没有见过面，40年同学组织了一个聚餐。
And so because my old classmates, we haven't seen each other for 40 years. And so when they learned that I came back to China, they had held this great banquet together with all the old classmates.
他们特地的把我们的班主任也请来，要我坐在班主任的旁边。
And they especially invited our old homeroom teacher and placed me to sit next to our teacher.
所以同学们的敬酒哈，我就喝了那个真是超过量那个喝了太多。
And so, and then all the old classmates would have drinks with me. But because of that, I drank a little bit too much.
后来我的醉酒回到家里的时候哈，我亲爱的妻子就责备我了。
And so when I went home drunk, my dear wife rebuked me.
她说实在是不合这个圣徒的体统。
And so saying that I have become unbecoming of a Christian.
所以是妥协哈，妥协于这些情面啊，这些情面还是环境。
Because I have compromised myself.
所以另外一句话说实在你的妻子实在。是神给我们的好的帮手，他是真诚的在旁边提醒我们，我们帮助，所以我在这里劝大家好好的善待你的妻子。
And so, on a related note, our wives truly are the great helper that God sent to us. So here I'd like to remind everyone to treat your wife well.
因为他实在是神赐给我们，要我们一同承受生命之恩的。
For our wives are given to us by God to together to take on the blessing of life.
所以我们凡属于基督的，我们将我们的主权完全交给他，是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲都已经是钉在十字架上。
And so when we hand over authority to our Lord Jesus to reign, essentially we hand over everything, including our flesh and our fleshly desires. All this has been dealt with by the cross.
是在主耶稣基督里，他把我们带到了一个圣洁的地位。
And so, our Lord Jesus Himself, through Him, He brought us to this holy place.
因为我们
holy position
圣灵得生的话，我们也应当靠着圣灵来行事。
And because we receive our new life through the Holy Spirit, and so therefore we should do according to the Holy Spirit.
让我们在经历我们走我们的人生的道路上面，我们要不断的受十字架的对付。
And so as we walk the path of our life, we should continue to be dealt with by the cross.
这是一个征战。
For this is a battle.
我们要自洁。
And then we should also keep ourselves clean and holy.
让我们脱离这些卑贱的事情，然后呢，做神要我们做的贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
So we could be away from these defiling things, so that we can be used as this holy vessel for God, for a holy purpose.
我们也要逃避少年人的私欲，就像保罗说的那样。
And we shall also flee from youthful lust, as Paul calls, says.
让我们能够让主耶稣掌权，让我们能够早日的长成有主耶稣的身量。
And may our Lord Jesus reign so that we can mature quickly into the image he wants us to take on.
把我们所做的决定，我们该不该去的地方，我们都要让 主耶稣来决定。
And may our Lord Jesus make the decision of place things like whether we should go to a certain place or not.
或者我们该不该去见的人，或者我们该不该去做的事情。
Or whether we should see certain people or whether we should do certain things.
包括我们的眼睛，我们该不该看，我们的耳朵，有的该不该听的，我们都要交给我们主耶稣来掌权。
Whether it's our eyes is something that we should see, or whether we should hear certain things.
包括一些该不该有的关系，还有该不该去找的工作，这方面的工作，或者去的该不该去的这个学校，我们都交给主耶稣来管理。
Or whether we should have certain relationships, or whether we should have certain jobs, or go to certain schools, all of this and everything, we give that authority over to the Lord.
所以将我们的主权，我们决定的主权，来交给耶稣基督。
So we hand over the authority to make decisions in our lives over to Jesus.
让我们真正的让主在我们的个人的生命上有权柄，他来掌王权。
And so truly allow our Lord to have this authority to rule over our lives.
因为主耶稣是告诉我们，他来是要养得生命，而且得更丰盛的生命。
Because our Lord Jesus tells us that he came in order for the Lamb to have life and also a more abundant life.
魔鬼呢？魔鬼他是盗贼，他来无非是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
So the devil, he came, he's a thief, and he came to kill and destroy.
我们一定不能再让我们主耶稣掌管我们的王权上面有任何的妥协。
So we must not make any kind of compromises or matter related to our Lord Jesus reigning over our lives.
我们不给他留任何的一点破口。
And we do not leave any kind of holes in that defense.
就像一个蓄水的大坝，如果里面有一个洞的话，漏水的话，这个大坝就会被完全的，时间长了之后，完全都被它给毁坏。
Just like a river dam, you cannot afford to have even the tiniest holes because that will start to destroy the dam.
让我们大家一起哈，我们来看最后一个这个片子准备的还是我们刚才读的马太福音28章，我们主耶稣呼召。
And let's take this last part, which is in Matthew chapter 28.And his calling to us.
主耶稣说，对他的门徒说，说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came and spoke to him, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
所以你们要去，叫万民成为我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
让我们都来听见我们主耶稣的呼召， 让我们真正的成为他的门徒，让他真正的做我们生命的主。
We all hear his calling and respond by becoming his disciples and truly allow him to reign over our lives.
我们一起来祷告。
That's our word prayer.